the reason success can be so dangerous, whether you're growing too fast or you've plateaued, and then you don't see that you've plateaued and you start gradually declining, it's because, one, you stopped working on yourself, right? You've kicked yourself down the road. But the other one is that feeling that I've arrived, I figured it out. And, you know, this thing of success is not a destination. It's a place where we're supposed to keep going.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Clint Powell, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for the invite, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, the pleasure's mine. You know, there's three questions I ask every guest who comes on the show. Can you, in 90 seconds or less, tell us where you started, where you are now, and how you got there?
I try to help my clients do this. So if I can't do it, I'm in trouble. Yeah, I've been a small business owner. I've been a radio and advertising sales rep, and I've been a radio sales manager. So I've owned a commercial cleaning company when I was in my mid-20s, sold it to my partner when I got married. Several years later, I started a billboard company, and me and my partner built it, sold it to a company called Lamar Outdoor. And then just recently, I shut it down a couple of years ago. I owned an advertising and marketing company for about 10 years. And we did the full service, advertising, marketing, PR, sales training. We weren't a big company. We placed about $700,000, $800,000 with the media a year. And so that range of skills and experience now, I do small business owner and sales rep coaching. And I'm a podcast host. I love doing podcasts like you do.
Man, that's fantastic. I love that. Just briefly, so we can get it on air and I don't forget to mention it, what are the podcast shows that you host?
Yeah. During the Break podcast is my personal podcast. I have people from all backgrounds, interesting people, business, adventure, entertainment. I just got through interviewing a couple of big business owners that had Diamond Dallas Page on my podcast, which was good. And then I have one geared towards the outdoors with some just unbelievable people around the world, dayfirepodcast.com.
That's really cool. So an outdoors, like an outdoor adventure or an outdoor hunting or
no, it's outdoor adventure, canoeing, you know, climbing, biking, camping, all that good stuff.
Right. And you're right there in the Mecca for that in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So what a fun topic to get to host and talk about. I love that. Absolutely. Let's jump here into, you know, the kind of thrust of today's show, which I think you know, is momentum versus success. And I think that's one of the things that you're known for is talking about one, how to generate momentum, but then also the dangers of success. So the floor is yours. If you can kind of break both of those topics down for us, I think this will make for a really interesting topic today.
Yeah, they're intertwined, but momentum is such a, you know, sometimes in life we have these things called hard skills and soft skills, right? Hard skills we can train, soft skills are the human relational things. And I've always said the soft skills are way harder to track. The soft skills, how me and you get along, is something that's hard to pinpoint and write down.
Sure.
Something you feel. So momentum to me is really the key, because if you're starting off in business or if you're a business owner, momentum is a real thing. And I found that habits are the one thing that can help you build momentum. It's not immediate, but if you develop good habits, you can build momentum. It's like when your car breaks down in the middle of the road. Those first few steps are difficult. Then it becomes a little easier. And so that's what you've got to do, is take those hard steps every day, how to spend time with yourself, spending time with your clients, knowing when to say yes and when to say no. The success part, I've said before, is the most dangerous place for a salesperson or business owner to get. As a matter of fact, in any part, if you're married and you got a relationship and you feel it's a success and you quit working on it, it'll stop being a success pretty quickly.
Right.
So as a business owner and sales rep, man, I think sometimes we get to a place where we feel like we figured it out, and then we stop doing what we did to get there.
Yeah, it's like working out. I mean, it only take you to a certain point, and then you stop, and then suddenly you're like, oh, wait, I'm putting on fat. I'm, you know, in shape. It's those things wear off.
There's an old story I learned, you know, 20-something years ago, and I'm sure it's not true, but it makes for a really good story, so I'll share it. The misinformation. There's the old story of, you know, the CEO of American Airlines and the CEO of Wrigley's Gums and Candies was on the plane, and they were flying, and the guy from Wrigley's asked the CEO of the airline, American Airlines, you know, or Wrigley's, he asked Wrigley's, the airline guy asked Wrigley's, why do you keep advertising? You have like 80% of the gum and candy market. And the guy from Wrigley says, well, you know, how high are we flying? And he goes, $40,000. He goes, well, why don't you just shut the engines off? You got to keep doing what got you here. Right. You don't stop it, you know.
That's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. 40,000 feet, man. It's like, that's, you don't cut them off because you're there. Yeah. Talk to us about, you know, ways that you find are really helpful to build momentum. What are some things that people can practically be doing?
First of all, you got to understand that everything in our lives, even in business, starts from an invisible place. It starts in your brain. Every idea, that the chair I'm sitting in, started in somebody's head to design it, right? So your business starts in your head before you ever start doing business every morning. So I'm a big believer in controlling the first 30 to 45 minutes of your day. And those little things a lot of people dismiss, drinking my water, getting some movement, having some quiet time, staying off social media or my phone, we dismiss all that because it's not going to help us today. But again, go back to that. Some steps are hard, right? Takes time. To me, that is where success in life starts, is that first 30 to 40, 45 minutes of every day. And the other thing I'll say to small business owners, and if you're an independent commission-only sales rep, you're a small business owner, is keep the appointments you set with yourself every week. The first person we cancel appointments with every week is with us, right? I'll keep an appointment with you, but I'll kick me down the road. Mm.
That's tough because it feels like you always want to meet the obligations that you set. But what are some strategies, I guess, for making sure that I take care of me when I need to take care of me? I mean, you're right. I'm the easiest person to say no to.
Because you're always with you. I'll make it up later. And it's really weird in relationships. We tell at least I tell my kids, what you permit, you promote in relationships, right? What you allow to continue will keep continuing. It's odd we don't take that same mindset with ourselves. We don't say, if I permit myself to continually cancel work on my business time or my quiet time, it's magic. I'm going to have a better life. No, it's not magic. You have to use your calendar, use accountability partner. I believe in accountability partners or coaching, but you have to put it all around you to remind you that you are as important to you as everyone else is important to you.
Right, man, that's great. And like you said, everything starts in your head. It really is the basis of, you know, it's probably something I didn't give a lot of credence to maybe a decade ago, but mindset, like what you think is what you become. So that's really fascinating. Anything else? Any other thoughts on that idea behind, you know, establishing momentum or figuring out, you know, where you're going, you know, I guess thoughts on that particular topic?
Well, other than the consistency, you know, keeping that appointment with yourself, I'm a big believer on surrounding yourself with the right folks. Consistency and momentum, you know, motivation will get you started. The old quote, motivation gets you started, habits keep you going. I can't remember who to give credit to for this, but I'm a big believer in your unofficial board of directors. One of the ways to keep yourself having momentum and energized is intentionally, that's the key word, surrounding yourself with people who have different skill sets than you, an unintentional board of directors. I sucked at money. I need to have somebody in my life that's good with money. If you're not very creative, you need to have somebody that's creative. And then intentionally spend time with those people monthly.
Yeah.
That will keep you energized.
Right. That's like the idea of masterminds and things like that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's absolutely intriguing.
But a very few of us sit down and evaluate the relationships. What am I getting from this relationship? And in return, who am I adding value to? Am I also helping other people?
Right. Man, that's great. Success. Let's talk about that for a minute. You mentioned that there's great danger in success, not just in the sense that, hey, you know, we're flying at 40,000 feet, and if we stop, then obviously we start descending. But what are some other things, you know, is there a grow too fast success problem? Is there just talk to us about that a little bit and what dangers we can find in the success world.
Yeah, I think it comes in a different format. I say to ourselves, we always have this Trojan horse in our own brain. We all have our favorite excuses. I'm too busy. You know, I've got too much on my plate. It's not who I am. Like if somebody says, have you tried new habits? Well, that's just, I'm not a morning person or I'm not a night person. So we all have these Trojan horses. We roll up to our gates. And whenever something challenges us to evaluate ourselves and change and grow, we always pull that Trojan horse in and the excuse jumps out and we go, oh, I'm just too busy. Of course, I give myself a pass. So on the success side, I think it's important not to silo yourself. Small business owners and sales reps really find it's really easy for them to get siloed. They sit in their own room by themselves and they're their own echo chamber, right? And so I'm a big believer, again, going back to surrounding yourself with the right people. But the reason success can be so dangerous, whether you're growing too fast or you've plateaued, and then you don't see that you've plateaued and you start gradually declining, it's because one, you stopped working on yourself, right? You've kicked yourself down the road. But the other one is that feeling that I've arrived, I figured it out. And, you know, this thing of success is not a destination. It's a place where we're supposed to keep going. The danger comes, we stop pushing the car when it's broke down the middle of the road. That's the place that we get to get dangerous at. I've got a client right now, very new into real estate. They've been in about 5 months. They're starting to have some success. And so every time I'm talking to them, I said, how are your basics going? Blocking and tackling. How's your lead gen? How's your follow-up? And they've said it to me 2 weeks in a row. It's just been crazy busy trying to keep these clients happy. And I'm like, I can tell you what your next 2 months going to look like.
Which is?
Slow. Here's why. If you stop doing the basics, you're going to slow down, man. You know that. You've done this. If you quit inviting people on your podcast, are people going to just knock on your door all the time?
Nope.
You got to keep doing what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I think that you told me off air that I thought was fascinating was that you said, man, I've made every mistake that can be made. What are some things as you go back to your varied business career? I mean, from running a small business cleaning company or a small cleaning company to a billboard company to an advertising and marketing company. What are some mistakes that you really feel like are ones that you could help our listeners avoid that you've had in small business?
Well, there's a couple of quick ones, and I know we're on a, you know, you keep your podcast fairly short, so I will try not to run too far with the line on this one.
Good.
Reel me back in anytime. First, if you're a business owner, a lot of people fall into the, I don't have a marketing advertising budget. They don't sit down and they're not intentional with it. So I have done a lot of onboarding with clients, and it's amazing when you sit down and start asking them that they spend this much on a soft, you know, sponsoring a Little League baseball team. They've got a website and business cards. And you put it all together and you're spending a couple thousand a month. You just don't know what you're doing with it.
Right.
So I think first, before you start telling yourself as a small business owner, I don't know what to do. All these ideas look great. Because if you don't know where you're going, every idea will look wonderful. It'll look like the best idea. Slow down and figure out where you're spending your money at as a business owner. And understand there's only four things you can control when it comes to your advertising and marketing. Who you talk to, what you say, how often you say it, and then setting expectations. That's it. And advertising will not fix a bad business with bad processes and attitudes. It can only create nibbles on the line.
Right.
That's the first thing on the business side. On the sales side, if you're an independent sales rep, one of the biggest mistakes that I made was I stopped growing my network. It sounds really crazy, but I got really comfortable. I'm not talking about getting rid of relationships. I just stopped intentionally doing those things to make new relationships, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, I just got too busy, air quote, my favorite, you know, Trojan horse excuse. I just got too busy. And I looked up 5 years down the road and I'm calling on the same people and I've got the same people in my little room. And I always need to be adding people to my room.
Right. What are some effective ways to do that? You feel like outside of even maybe going to conferences and things like that, what are some ways that you say, hey, here's a quick way to get out of your bubble?
Well, first of all, you may not have to, but a lot of us have to change our approach to networking. It's not handing out business cards. It's just not. As a matter of fact, that used to be the old way. Drop your business card into the, you know, the fishbowl. And that's great, but that's not networking. That's wasting, you know, 10 cents on a business card. So your approach to networking's got to be different. If I were going to give out business cards, I only took 3 business cards to any networking meeting. And I acted like they were my last pieces of gum in church. I did not want to hand them out unless I had to. So I would be intentional. And then I always told myself when I gave you a business card, I'm like, hey, man, here's my business card, Sam. By the way, can we get lunch next week? It wasn't a business card. Let's talk sometime. I'm trying to set an appointment right then. That's the first thing. It's a mindset shift. The second thing is use LinkedIn, use social media. I know it sounds crazy. You don't have to spend hours and hours. Just set aside 30 minutes a week. Have you found success in that? Is that something you do?
Absolutely. LinkedIn is probably my biggest platform just because it's the one that, one, it's professional mostly. There's a little bit of nonsense, but not too much of it. I don't have to put up with a lot of, you know, political opinion.
I think nonsense is following us everywhere now, man. Yeah, I think we just get used to a little nonsense everywhere we go.
A little nonsense. I can tune it out. But yeah, by and large, LinkedIn is fantastic. I mean, because you have professional conversations. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I try to spend 30 minutes a day on LinkedIn just because there's enough useful conversations that I can contribute to and that can contribute back to me that are helpful in establishing and building that network. So yes, there are people I've not yet met in person, but yet I feel like I know very well just because we communicate so often over such a wide variety of topics. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Clint, this is fascinating. You know, I love the idea of the billboard business. I just want to circle back and talk about that for a quick second because it's entertaining, simply because I used to be in the parking lot business and we bought a parking lot with a billboard in it. And the only reason we got the billboard company to sell was because we gave them, you know, perpetual rights to the billboard. Said, guys, we're not in the billboard business. We're in the parking business. We'll let you keep the billboard. You sell us the parking lot.
Yeah.
It worked out beautifully because they got to keep the revenue stream. It cost them, you know, actually they made millions of dollars on it and it was great. Talk to us a little bit about that business, where that's gone and kind of what people should be doing to create their own billboard and business now.
So I'll answer the first question, then I'll ask you to clarify on the, ask you to build their own billboard now. I want to make sure I understand the question pretty good on that. But as far as the billboard business, when I was in it, it was 2005 to 2008, somewhere around in there. It's been a while. I'm in my mid-50s. My memory's not what it used to be. We were in the transition from the traditional billboards. Then you had the Tri-Visions, which turned three times. Then it was slowly becoming digital. There was not that many digital. Now digitals are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Here's the thing about billboards. And my daughter, who's almost 18, I feel like I've trained her well. When she listens to radio ads, she will be in the car and she'll go, that wasn't a good radio ad. And she'll tell me why, because I was in the radio business for 15 years. Right. Now, when we drive by billboards, she'll go, what a terrible billboard, Dad. So if you're wanting to do billboards, keep it to about six words, eight words or less. I like it. You don't have to add your phone number, your address, and your cell phone. People will find you.
Right.
What problem do you solve? Are you cold? We make you warm. Are you hot? We make you cold. You know, keep it simple. People will Google you just like they used to use the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, man. It's funny. I do that same thing. I'm not in the marketing or the marketing advertising business, but yeah, that's something I still ride down the highway. And I'm like, that's a terrible billboard. I don't even know what you do.
That's it.
I rolled by you at 70 miles an hour. I still have no idea what you do.
Well, you know what? And this is it's a good point for your small business owners and even your sales reps. One of the dangers, again, if you're in a silo, is you build campaigns advertising to you, right? What do I like? Right. So I'm going to build it around what I like and then wonder why it doesn't work. You're supposed to build it around the problem you solve or the emotion you evoke, not what you just like. So that's a great example. Those billboards were approved by somebody that went, I love that.
Right. Absolutely. And it means nothing to your customer. And I guess the last question here before we wrap up was, you know, what should we, I can't remember how I phrased it, but you know, what are some things we should be doing in building our billboards around our companies today? Like what mediums should small businesses be in? What should we, I mean, because the billboard business has changed.
Yes,
there's highway billboards. Those work. But, you know, what are you seeing people do right now, marketing wise, that really you say these are some strategies you really should be employing in small business?
Well, so the strategies, I think, are always consistent. Basic. The basics don't change just because the mediums do. So it doesn't matter if it's digital, billboards, radio, whatever. So before you even start, and I hate to always back you up and or back this conversation up to the origin, you know, the origins, but I go back to, do you even know who your audience is? I've seen people spend $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month on one billboard. They can't tell me why. They go, well, there's a lot of traffic there. I'm like, is it your traffic? I've seen people spend money on radio and then spend it on a radio station. The demographic is 45 to 64, but they're selling to 20-year-olds, but it's their favorite radio station. So if you back up to those four things you can control, before you invest a dime, I would figure out, is who am I fishing for? Because that's going to determine what bait you use. And so that to me is the most important thing. So it doesn't matter if it's digital or not. The one thing I will say about digital, I love the ability to track, but you also have to understand that a lot of times people go find you on the digital platforms after they have done what they've always done, which is seen your billboard, listened to your radio, heard you on a podcast, just like they do with the Yellow Pages.
Right.
You know, back in the 70s, because 70s and 80s, we would look up stuff in the Yellow Pages because we saw or heard them somewhere else.
Right.
So those basic principles kind of stay the same, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Clint, this has been a blast. Thanks for taking the time to come on today and kind of share some of the secrets that, you know, you've learned over your business career and history. This has been tons of fun. Final few questions for you here.
Yeah.
When it comes to investing in the world, what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
I'm glad you asked that. There's an organization here in the Chattanooga area called YCAP, the YMCA YCAP program, and it uses tutoring, boxing, life experiences. It takes kids from different backgrounds who don't have the family structure, and it exposes them to different opportunities. The reason I bring that up is those types of programs are in everybody else's city. So I encourage you to find a way to give your money. And most of the time, these companies will take your time more than your money. They need somebody to come clean or tutor or just pray for them. So I'm a big believer in finding little organizations like that.
That's fantastic. I love that. And lastly, Clint, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about you, what is the best way to do that?
You can email me at theclintpowell@gmail.com. My phone number is 423-505-1014. You can just look up During the Break podcast or Dayfire podcast. Any of those platforms will get you right to me.
Fantastic. Clint, thank you for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen. If you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.